during the Battle of Kurukshetra. The Kurus were becoming more and more desperate, seeing that their armies were diminishing, and they resorted to more and more unfair means of combat. It is said that when Duryodhana saw that it appeared that they might lose the battle, Bhishma was already laying in the bed of arrows. At one point, Duryodhana decided that he would meet Yudhisthira face to face in the battlefield and challenge him again to a gambling match. And knowing that Yudhisthira would never refuse a challenge, he would again get the dice of Shakuni and cheat him and banish him to the forest again for many years. So at this time the Pandavas were very much guarding and protecting Yudhisthira from having to be faced with the challenge to gamble. So this shows how desperate the Kurus were. At one time, for several days actually, an army called, I believe it is the Trikartas, they were fighting with Arjuna at a distant corner of the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So on one particular day, Arjuna went to this very, very distant part of the battlefield, and there he was fighting with this army called the Trikartas. At that time, knowing that Arjuna was not around, the Kurus, they organized a particular military formation called the Chakra Vyuha, which is the most deadly of all formations. And this formation was so invincible that the soldiers, the Kurus, in the Chakra Vyuha were marching through the fields and just annihilating all the soldiers of the Pandavas in sight. And the only way to stop this formation from completely defeating their entire armies, somebody had to penetrate the Chakra Vyuha to break it. Now Arjuna was the only person of all the Pandavas who were given the secret by Dronacharya, who created this Chakra Vyuha, who knew how to penetrate it and break it. But Arjuna was at completely the other end of the battlefield, and he was not approachable at the time. But Arjuna taught Abhimanyu. But Abhimanyu did not know how to get out of the Chakra Vyuha once he got in it. Now Yudhisthira understood this information, and he was very reluctant, because the Chakra Vyuha was the most powerful of all the soldiers of the Kurus, and in the center of the formation were, I believe it was, six of the superior senior Maharathis. Abhimanyu at the time was only about 16 years old. He was actually just a young child. And Yudhisthira was thinking, we don't want you to die in the same place Abhimanyu is. Please watch your step. So Yudhisthira was wondering what to do. This Chakra Vyuha is going to destroy our whole army today. Arjuna is unapproachable. The only one who could possibly save us is Abhimanyu. But he's only a child of 16 years old, and he doesn't know how to come out of the Chakra Vyuha. But Yudhisthira was thinking, I have no choice. There's no alternative. We have to ask him to do it. So Yudhisthira and the Pandavas approached Abhimanyu and told him that we want you to break this invincible formation, which is annihilating our whole force. And Abhimanyu, who is a very humble and completely surrendered soul, he says, I will do whatever you say, my dear uncles. But once I get in that chakra-vyuha, it's impossible to get out unless you know the secret. And I don't know the secret. So Yudhisthira told Bhima and the other soldiers to stand right behind him and enter the chakra-vyuha with him to protect him. So with this instruction, Abhimanyu, who was completely loyal to whatever service was asked of him, he began charging through this chakra-vyuha. Every step he was breaking it, step by step by step. Meanwhile, Bhima and the other Pandavas and other great forces were right behind him to protect him. Just when he came into the center of the chakra-vyuha, after breaking through the entire formation, when he came right into the center, they closed the opening. And Bhima, he didn't know the skill of how getting through. So Abhimanyu was alone, and it was impossible for any other soldier to get in to help him. And when he came into the center of the chakra-vyuha, there were, I believe it was six of the chief Maharathis. Duryodhana. Who else?
Karna,
Dronacharya, Jayadratha, Savya.
Jayadratha was at the door.
So they were fighting with Abhimanyu. And according to the military rules, that Maharathis are of equal strength. And one Maharathi must fight one Maharathi. This is the proper honor amongst Kshatriyas. Never can two Maharathis fight against one at a time. But here we find six Maharathis against one. And they were all grown, powerful, aged, seasoned warriors, and Abhimanyu was just a teenage boy. And they were all fighting him with their full strength. And yet Abhimanyu was defeating all of them single-handedly. He was the son of Arjuna. And as he was fighting and fighting and fighting, it's explained that actually these great Kuru soldiers, they were so impressed that they actually started glorifying him. They had never seen anyone fight. He was actually outdoing anything his father, Arjuna, could have ever done. They were glorifying him in this way. But still, because there was six of them and one of him, gradually he was becoming tired. He was becoming exhausted. And there was no way out for him. At that time, I believe it was Karna, from behind, he broke his bow and his arrow. They also broke his chariot. And he was standing there in the center of all of them, completely exhausted, with no weapon in his hand. And although they were armed with all weapons, they were fighting him with all their weapons, all he had was his hands and whatever he could pick up and throw. And still, they couldn't defeat him. But as the hours went by, he
was challenging them each come down and fight him one-on-one. He was afraid.
He had a wheel in his hand. Huh? He was fighting with his wheel of the chariot in his hand. In different versions.
He had this wheel of chariot in his hands, as you're saying. He was challenging them. Why don't you fight me fairly and come one at a time and I will slay each of you? But they were afraid. They were all fighting with him simultaneously. And ultimately he became so much exhausted that he was no longer had any power to fight. And then it was Jayadratha who came and killed him. He didn't have a chance. At that time, Yudhisthira, through this whole Yudhisthira and Bhima they were in complete anxiety outside of this Chakravyuha because they couldn't get in. And they didn't know what would happen to Abhimanyu. And then they heard the cheering of the Kurus, and they could understand that Abhimanyu was killed. Their own nephew, the son of Subhadra and Arjuna, who was actually more dear to all the Pandavas than all of their own children. He was such a mine of virtues. So the uncles, they were devastated. Their hearts were broken. They just returned to their campsites weeping, wondering how possibly are they going to explain this to Arjuna when he returns this evening. Arjuna defeated all the Trikartas. It was a great victory, a great monumental achievement in the battle. And he came back very much anxious to report the good news to his brothers. And when he returned back, he was very ecstatic, very jovial, very proud, transcendentally proud. And when he came back, Bhima just turned his back. And Yudhisthira turned his back. And Nakula and Sahadev turned their backs. They couldn't look at Arjuna. They were all weeping tears. And Arjuna, he, I have defeated the Trikartas today. Aren't you going to celebrate? Aren't you going to congratulate me? He couldn't even look at him. Arjuna was perplexed. Why you will not look at me? Why you are not asking? Whenever I come back from the battlefield, you always ask what pastimes I performed in the battlefield that day. Why nobody is speaking anything to me? Why no one will even look in my face? And why my beloved son, my life and soul, Abhimanyu, who always comes to greet me and touch my feet when I come back from the battlefield, why is he not here to receive me? Yudhisthira and the Pandavas, their eyes were just weeping with tears, not only for the loss that their own hearts were feeling due to the demise of Abhimanyu, but they understood how this would be just so heartbreaking to Arjuna. They couldn't bear, they couldn't face the reality of telling him this news. But Arjuna could understand, where is my Abhimanyu? Why is he not here? At that time, with very choked voices, it was explained to Arjuna of what happened. And you can imagine the guilt of Maharaj Yudhisthira, because he's the one that sent Abhimanyu into this Chakravyuha, and he's the one that promised and guaranteed Abhimanyu. Because Abhimanyu didn't want to do it, because he knew he couldn't get out. Yudhisthira guaranteed, he vowed to Abhimanyu, that we will have Bhima and others right behind you to help you get out. He felt the complete responsibility for the death of the son of Arjuna. How devastating he was. Arjuna was absolutely, simultaneously, heartbroken as a father and furious as a kshatriya. He asked for the details, and they told him. Arjuna looked at Yudhisthira. You knew he's a 16-year-old boy. You knew he couldn't get out. Why did you send him? And all Yudhisthira could do was weep. But it was our only hope of surviving this battle. But for Yudhisthira, there was no excuse that could justify what he had done. Arjuna was simultaneously weeping in agony, and he was angry like fire. And when he found out that it was Jayadratha that performed the last death blow to his son, he vowed that if by tomorrow at sunset I do not kill Jayadratha, I will enter into fire. This news spread through all the armies within minutes. And Krishna became very, very much disappointed at this vow of Arjuna. He said, this whole battle, he said, we are depending on you to win this war for the Pandavas. Why you have made this vow? But Arjuna made it, and it could not be retracted. So the next day, of course, we know, it's a long and beautiful story of how Arjuna, at the break of dawn, with Krishna as his chariot driver, was plowing through all the armies of the Kurus, and the Kurus being prepared had Jayadratha miles and miles and miles. Chariot driver was plowing through all the armies of the Kurus, and the Kurus being prepared had Jayadratha miles and miles and miles at the other end of the battlefield. And there were millions of soldiers between Arjuna and Jayadratha. And every soldier in the Kuru, they only had one mission that day, to somehow delay Arjuna so he couldn't get to Jayadratha. And Krishna, as the chariot driver of Arjuna, his chariot was going so fast. At one time, the horses were so tired that Krishna had to unleash them from the chariot and bring them to water and brush them and care for them nicely to give them energy back. While Arjuna, he couldn't stop fighting. He was just walking through the armies. Gandiva Po plowing through the armies until Krishna brought back the horses. At one point, as they were coming closer, Dronacharya, it was to be known that Arjuna could not defeat Drona, because everything Arjuna learned was from Drona. And at the same time, Drona could not defeat Arjuna because he was empowered by Krishna. And if Drona and Arjuna were to get into a battle, no one could win. It would last all day. So the idea was, as Arjuna was plowing through miles and miles and miles of solid soldiers, if Drona would challenge him to a battle, Drona could stall him for the rest of the day. And then he would have to enter fire. So Drona approached Arjuna, and he said, I challenge you to fight. Krishna told Arjuna, if you fight with Drona, you'll never make it through these warriors. So what Arjuna did is he took an arrow, and he shot it, and it fell right at the lotus, right in front of the lotus feet of Drona, which is the gesture amongst Kshatriyas of offering obeisances to a superior. And then with folded hands, he just drove by him as fast as he could. And Drona, yes, you nonsense, you coward, come back and fight. But by that time, Arjuna was gone. And Satyaki was following Arjuna, right close by. He was trying to follow behind him. And the same thing happened with Satyaki. Drona challenged him and shot the arrow. And he said, what is this nonsense? Your guru Arjuna, was it Satyaki, I believe it was? He said, your guru Arjuna, he is such a coward that he has ran away from battle. Now you have to maintain his name and fight with me. And as Satyaki shot his arrow before the feet of Drona and started driving by, he said, I must follow in the footsteps of my guru. And then he ran through. Anyways, the sun was just on the horizon about to set, and still Jayadratha could hardly be seen on the horizon by Arjuna. And he was surrounded by all the big chief Maharajis. So that even if Arjuna got through the whole rest of the army, he had the core the prime soldiers of the Kurus to have to get through at the end. So they were looking at Arjuna, and it appeared impossible. He was still so well protected by the fortified arrangements of the Kurus. Both the Pandavas and the Kurus were intensely at the edge of their seats. Will Arjuna do it or not? At that time, Krishna, he took his Sudarshan chakra and he covered the sun. And it appeared there was no sun. That means the sun had set. That means Arjuna did not reach Jayadrata by sunset. That means he has to enter fire. So Duryodhana and all the Kurus, they just dropped their weapons, they got off their chariots, and they just started saying, they started going, Jai Ho, Jai Ho!
Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol! Arjuna has to enter fire, we are victorious! And Jayadrata, who was just scared to death, he was actually wanted to run from the battlefield, but Duryodhana and Drona said, no, 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 we will protect you, we promise, you stay. Jayadrata just put down all his weapons and was just, we are victorious. At that time, when all the Kurus were celebrating in great joy, Krishna told Arjuna, take your arrow, which is shaped like a crescent moon, and sever his head now. He has no protection. But don't let his head touch the ground. Send it to the Himalayas. Take another arrow and catch his head and send it to the Himalayan mountains where his father is sitting in meditation, and make sure his head lands right in the legs of his father. Well, at that time, Jayadrata's head was severed and his head just went sailing through the sky to the Himalayan mountains. And it went into the head, to the lap of his father. Now what happened is his father gave a benediction to Jayadrata. He was a yogi. That if anyone makes your head fall to the ground, that person's head will crack into 1,000 places. So while he was sitting in samadhi, all of a sudden this bloody head landed in his father's lap. And it just broke his samadhi, and he just saw this bloody head. He didn't recognize it. He just pushed it off his lap. And as soon as it fell to the ground, his father had cracked in 1,000 places. Hariva! Kurukshetra Ras ki jai.
Sikhde Maharaj ki jai.
Hariva! The Kurus, and even the Pandavas, they were shocked. The sun had already set. We already dropped all our weapons. We're celebrating victory. And so unfairly, so dishonorably, Arjuna has cut off the head of Jayadrata. We can't believe Arjuna would do such a thing. They were just amazed. They were shocked. And just at that time, Krishna removed his Sudarshan chakra, and the sun was to be seen. Just a sliver of the sun was remaining on the horizon. And then within a second, it set. Hariva! Kaunteya prati jani hi nave bhakta pranashi. Krishna protected Arjuna. And he also protected Abhimanyu. This is the very site where Abhimanyu was killed. One of the most sorrowful and tragic of all stories of the Mahabharata. But of course we know that Abhimanyu went back home, back to Godhead, because he gave his life in the service of Lord Shri Krishna.
When Arjuna heard that Abhimanyu was killed and that Yudhisthira was responsible, he became so mad at Yudhisthira that he wanted to fight him?
Yeah, that is also...
What?
What is the story?
The story is that... the story is that he was so angry that he wanted to kill the person who was responsible, in the sense that for sending him. So he decided that he would kill Yudhishthir. So then, as usual, Krishna intervened. And he said, look, among Kshatriyas, to insult someone is as good as killing the person. So you can go and give some bad words, insults to Yudhishthir. So that's how Arjuna retaliated. Actually, Arjuna was feeling bad.
Arjuna vowed to kill.
Yeah. Before he knew.
Yeah.
Before he knew.
Before
Krishna told him. Right. And that's how they had a. Arjuna actually, after he came to know Yudhishthira, he didn't want to kill really, but because he was thinking what I should do. And Krishna explained that when Kshatriya, among Kshatriya, to insult somebody is worse than killing. So if you can just speak a few harsh words to Yudhishthira, then that would be considered as good as killing. Is that the story? Also, I. There is a story of Jayadrath that the reason why Jayadrath was so powerful that day is when Jayadrath had insulted Draupadi during the exile. So at that time he was feeling so bad that he, after Bhima defeated him, so he decided to perform tapasya. And he pleased Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva blessed him that for one day, just one day, he would be able to defeat the Pandavas. He would be able to withhold the Pandavas. And that's how he was able to withhold all the Pandavas from coming and helping Abhimanyu.
Yeah. He wasn't blocking.
He wasn't killing. But because he was blocking, so that's why nobody could help him, and indirectly he was the cause of the killing. That was in the womb. That's why he right.
So he hadn't heard how to break it. He learned how to do it in the womb. And that's how he remembered how to do it, and he hadn't learned how to break it because his mother fell in his feet.
That's how that I have
said. Any other comments?
I haven't read this story in years and years.
Why necessary to enter the Chakru by Abhimanyu?
Why was it necessary for Abhimanyu to enter Chakravi?
Because if somebody didn't, the Kurus would have been annihilated on that. I mean, the Pandavas would have lost the war that day.
तू suppose ही दिन सब पांडवों को मार देते थे वो लोग
अगर नहीं करते तो
हाँ कोई ना किसी को जाना जरूरी था
कैसे मार देते
उसकी वो चक्रव्यूह की रचना ऐसी थी
the only way to destroy the formation was from the inside.
Yeah. What was the dream?
This is one of the local stories.
Yeah. If we leave now, we'll exactly make for our program.
Late now.